Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will please come to order. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on April 29, 2010. May we please have the roll call vote?
Mr. Dinkoff?
Present.
Ms. Gregory?
Here.
Ms. Kresge? Ms. Hofig?
Here.
Mr. Kaplan?
Here.
Ms. Levin?
Here.
Mr. Shadle? Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
Ms. Weiss?
Here.
We have a quorum and may proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to ask everybody to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Usually at this point of the meeting, we have a Board of Education member, speak about one of the facets on the Code of Ethics for all Board of Education members in the state of New Jersey. And Mr. Shadle was the board member asked to speak on one of the facets tonight. Mr. Shadle is not here. I had asked Mrs. Hofig to help us out. Due to some oral surgery, she's unable to give a report tonight on one of the facets. So that leaves the audience to hear me once again. Rather than talk about one of the 10 facets, though, I just wanted to take a minute or two to talk about ethics. We have a code of ethics that all Board of Education members in the state of New Jersey are supposed to be familiar with, and we even take an oath that we'll conduct our business according to the 10 facets on the code of ethics. But there are other things that come up during the course of the school year, which in my mind anyway, have something to do with a code of ethics or a proper way of behaving yourself or the responsibilities that we have. Those of you that read the Courier News or the Hunter and Democrat are probably aware of the fact that a neighboring district here in Hunter County has had some problems in opening up their school year, and I'm talking about Franklin Township. All right? They had a referendum, and for an addition to be built, and that referendum has not been totally completed yet. My understanding is that they did receive a temporary certificate of occupancy last week, and some of the lower grade students did in fact start in their elementary school in Franklin Township today. The superintendent in Franklin Township contacted our superintendent and asked if there was some room here in Clinton Township on a temporary basis, possibly a couple weeks, to house some Franklin Township students. And I'm happy to report to the entire board, and I'm sure they're aware of it already, that starting today, we did in fact have 6th, 7th, and 8th graders from Franklin Township come to the Clinton Township Public School. And they will be with us for about a week or two, maybe even a little bit longer. And I think we have a responsibility not only to the children of Clinton Township, but to children in general. And if we're able to help another district and help the children in that district, I think that's part of our code of ethics and part of our responsibility as members of the Board of Education. So I'm very proud of the fact that we were able to take some Franklin Township students into the Clinton Township Public Schools on a temporary basis. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody in the public was fully aware of that. Okay, we'll go on then to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Dinkoff. The enrollment, as stated, 1,687 students, a difference of 24 students from this time last year. That number was 1,711. I have structured my report based on the strategic plan, and I will try to give monthly reports on where we are in action plans that we are working on, as well as some ad hoc committees that will be pulled together to look at certain programs, curriculum, and practices that we have in place as we move forward in our first year of this five-year plan. Under student achievement, the principals have already been meeting with their staff to look at last year's student achievement scores, the teacher-made tests and evaluations that were set to recognize what kind of progress is made. What they're looking at now is not only how they quantify that progress for their current students, meaning looking at their program, but how do they quantify it for the students that have moved on into the next year, looking at a cohort analysis. So they are working diligently not only on what they did last year and reapplying it to this year to their new students, but as well, how will that information moving forward help their next year teacher? So I will report out on that in October, along with Bobby Philippe, our Director of Curriculum Instruction, who will be here to report on our NJS scores. As well, the student data has come in from the NJS and for 3rd through 8th, so the teachers have been pulling that data apart and looking already for specific areas of strengths and weaknesses that we want to address. Already at Round Valley, they're looking at how they're going to support their language arts. One of the things Bobby Philippe has looked at through Title I funds, which is the first time that we know of that this district has received Title I funds. We're looking to have someone come in as a 0.5 literacy teacher to service our fifth grade students, and you'll see that tonight on the board agenda. Under productive citizens, as Mr. Dinkoff already spoke to, our big discussion was Franklin Township. I really want to thank Ms. Judy Hammond for her leadership, principal of Round Valley, and her staff, and secretaries, custodians, teachers, how they all stepped up to help and open up their school to these students. And the staff of Franklin Township, they came over in a moment's notice and already had a structure of what they wanted to do for their day, so they would ensure that there would be very little impact. Dr. Chris Hartraft looked at sending teachers, a school nurse, a custodian, whatever it took just to occupy our building at the same time, and again, try to see that there's very little impact. We freed up three rooms that we were using for small group instruction and rescheduled our students instead, and everyone, their first day coming in, outside of a little traffic on 78, went very well. The other part of that, I've asked Renee Seeloff to come here either in October or November to share the presentation she did for Round Valley based on thinking globally, acting locally. She and the Unified Arts staff are working with the teachers and the students on service learning projects for 4th, 5th, and 6th based on reduce, reuse, and recycle. And I don't feel that I will do it justice, so I've asked her to come and present, as well as share this initiative with the other schools. Under a community partnership, I want to thank the PTA and the foundation for following, once again, my back-to-school night tour. It's great to have such partners for our students, for our community, at every back-to-school night, sharing all the good news that they bring to our schools and all the good work that they do. And as well, it was nice to see our scout leaders there, too, getting parents and students to sign up with them. Lastly, under the four categories, we have supportive environment. We have worked out a meeting date with New Jersey Pioche, who will be coming in October 5th to do a phase one audit of Patrick McGarren to give us some suggestions and directions on how we may ensure the safety and health of our students and our faculty at that building. And as well, this evening, from the Hunterdon County Health Department, I have Denise Dietz, the epidemiologist, and Dr. Rose Pulley, the Director of Public Health Preparedness here. If there are any questions that come up, part of the first public comment is on agenda items, being that I report prior to the agenda items. You may ask questions at that time. If I feel that I'm unable to answer that, I will defer to either Denise or Dr. Pulley. So that is my report, sir.
Thank you.
Board members, have any questions for Mr. Carroll? Anything on concerns contained in his report? I have one. The scores that you reported that the district received, I know you indicated that those scores will be presented at the October Board of Education meeting. Have the individual student scores been sent home to parents yet?
Yes, at the back-to-school night, instead of mailing them home, we felt it was easier to hand them out as part of the back-to-school night. So 6th, 7th, and 8th, we'll get them the next 3 days, and 3rd and 4th and 5th have already received theirs.
What about parents who weren't at back-to-school night?
They will be mailed out.
And last year's 8th graders?
They've already been sent over to North Hunterdon.
And we're going to trust the students to take the scores home?
That is how we've worked it out in the past in North Hunterdon.
Okay. No other questions? All right, moving on to the report of the school business administrator, board secretary.
Calling your attention to 5 pieces of correspondence. We're requesting the ability to purchase our gasoline from the Hunterdon County Depot down here on Route 22. We're settling up an outstanding issue that goes back to October of 2006 with the DEP. And then just a status for both the Round Valley and PMG underground storage tank removals. And the solar PPA, which Mr. Kaplan will address in facilities, under Facilities and Finance Committee. And just a reminder that the New Jersey School Board's workshop is October 19th and 20th. They're now single day affairs for this board because due to distance, no one will be staying overnight at board compensation. And I think at this point, I've heard from almost everyone about their plans. So thank you.
Any questions for Pat? Grace?
On the solar initiative, you're going to have to refresh my memory about what came out of the committee meeting, but did we decide to go forward with PPA as opposed to the design bill? Because it looks like he's only proposing to study the PPA.
I thought this, my understanding was they had to do the study before we kind of decided if this is even appropriate for us. They need to decide our capacity. That was my understanding, Mr. Kaplan.
Right,
yes.
Yeah, but I know what Grace is talking about, because if you read the letter, though, it specifically says an RFP for PPA. I don't know why.
But we haven't made any decision in that regard. Because the letter.
No, step one for either approach.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, we should probably get back to him and make sure that there's no misunderstanding, because the letter is worded inappropriately.
I agree with you. It is worded improperly. Right, but this was the first step, no matter which of the two approaches.
We okay, Grace?
Yep.
Any other questions for Pat? Are we, you want to mention the next board meeting?
Certainly. The current date of the next board meeting is October 25th.
And there will be committee meetings 2 weeks prior to that?
Certainly. So that would be October 11th.
We have agenda items that need action, starting with 010, which is the regular minutes of the August Board of Education meeting, going all the way to 014, which pertains to line item transfers. Can we have a motion to approve those line items?
Moved.
So moved by Mark, seconded by Donna. Any discussion on any of those items? So you have the minutes of the regular meeting, executive board meeting, treasurer's report, the line item transfers. Any questions at all on any of those items? Seeing none, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Ms. Hofig?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Leving?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Ms. Weiss?
Yes, but I want to abstain from 10 and 11.
And Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
All motions carry.
Thank you. Is there any old business that needs to be brought up before the Board of Education? Any old business? Seeing none, we'll move on to the first public comment, and that's for agenda items only. First public comment, if you'd like to address the board, if you have a question or a concern or a statement you'd like to make, please feel free to come up to the mic, state your name and address, and try to keep your comments and or questions within the three-minute limit, if at all possible. Again, public comments pertaining to any agenda items. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Is this on? Hi, I'm Chris Paparo. I'm the president from Franklin Township Board of Education, Pittstown, New Jersey, my address. I'll be brief. I know how it goes at our board meetings as well. I wanted to say thank you, especially to President Dinkoff for your opening comments. I hope at some point in time as board president I can say the same and tie it back to ethics as a board member. I really appreciate that. Superintendent Carroll, all of your staff, all of the board members, and to the community. This, if you follow the papers here in Hunterdon County for the past 10 years, believe it or not, that's how long this project's been going on. And I can give you the whole history if you want it. I'm here prepared to answer any question you might have. You probably don't need all the gory details, but it's been a long run. We've had a few bumps, obviously. I just have to say, knowing that we had a support system in the community that we could come to, that we could rely upon, was just a huge weight off our shoulders. We do have the TCO, Temporary Certificate of Occupancy, and don't be scared by temporary. That's the normal way this works. I know you've been through construction yourself, but we are good to go. Our students actually move back in tomorrow, grades K to 5, and then 6, 7, and 8, we want to bring home as fast as we can. I've learned enough about the press right now and the papers, and no disrespect, but I'm trying not to quote the exact date. But I'm shooting, shooting for next week at the latest. You know, there's just a few last things we have to get through. So our goal would be really to have them back in our school by following Monday. But again, many things have happened on this project beyond our control. So thank you again and again. And just a quick comment on today. It was tremendous. Your staff were welcoming. They had the announcements during the day for us. There were some signs, apparently. We tried to keep the parents away. One parent had to bring lunch and was greeted warmly by your staff. And probably the best result was when I have three students, and my eighth grader and sixth grader came home. And my eighth grader said it was boring. And my sixth grader said, it was okay. Which to me just pointed out to them, they just rolled the punches. You know, it was another school day, and they were just happy to be back in school. So thank you for helping to get our children back in school. And I know it's generally not appropriate, but if you want, I can field questions or answer anything. Or that was really my purpose for coming.
Anybody on the board have any questions? No? Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Again, the mic is open for any public comments on agenda items. Please feel free to state your name and address and ask a question or express your concern.
Are your guest speakers going to make a presentation, or are we just invited to ask?
You can ask questions. They were not prepared to do a presentation.
I'm Lisa McGreal. I live on Willowbrook Lane in Annandale. And my question has to do with the 20 cases, adult cases of cancer, that was referred to in the letter. Now, that's 20 out of how many adults over the course of how long?
It's the number of staff that have been at Patrick Garrett for the last 23 years. That was some of the data that we shared.
Okay. That's 23 years then? Over the course of 23 years?
Yes.
Okay.
So I can make that actual number available on our website.
Okay.
As parents have been asking for certain information, I've been trying to put that up on our website.
Mm-hmm.
After this evening, I was going to put out a communique to tell people what is actually up there.
Okay.
We put up our water testing for the last 10 years, and then we'll also be putting up our soil testing that we just got from the underground storage tanks that were removed.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything that Piosh comes up with that as well, we'll put right on there.
Sure.
Willowbrook Lane. Could you just give me more details about what current tests and what data went into the conclusion that was made in the letter that you
made available? That letter really was all about the data regarding staff that were diagnosed.
So you're saying that the conclusion drawn was based only on surveys and questionnaires?
And statistics, yes.
So I guess I'm asking you to be more specific about statistics. Did any current environmental tests or tests specific to investigation into cancer
go into Raj Gona's work? No, it did not.
Okay. And so could you tell me, that are those tests, do you have plans for those tests to be?
When Piyush comes October 5th.
Can you just remind me what Piyush stands for?
Public Employees Occupational Safety and Health.
And so will you remind us what tests they'll be conducting?
Absolutely. When they give us our audit and what they recommend, we will go to our vendors to run those tests, and then we will post them publicly and also...
From my standpoint as a parent, it just seems that there's an inherent weakness in, you know, questionnaires and surveys, but as a scientific... as scientific data to draw such a wide conclusion. I'm looking forward to more information because I don't feel at ease with what's been said so far. Does that send a date when we can expect some more information?
When they come in on October 5th, if they give me any direction that date, I will post that immediately and let parents know.
Okay. Because they now the thought that keeps coming to mind is, I think about probability, and when the kids sit and do like an activity where they're tossing a coin. And sure, a heads can come up possibly 20 times in a row. That's possible. But that doesn't, and it's within the scope of what maybe statistically can happen. But it doesn't really tell me anything about, carcinogens on the table they're playing on. And I just don't feel like it's enough to even draw a conclusion and make us feel like we're sending our kids to a safe environment. Thanks.
Do you want me to comment?
Please. Thank you, Dr. Cole.
Yep.
Again, I'm Rose Foley from the Hunterdon County Health Department, the local health department.
Would you please just let the public know who you are, please?
Sure. I'm Rose Foley from, I'm the Director of Public Health Preparedness for Hunterdon County Health Department, which is your local health department. Hunterdon County doesn't have municipal level health departments. So we're the only health department for over 130,000 residents of Hunterdon County. It's a little different than other places in New Jersey that have municipal level health departments. Okay, and this is type of inquiry. The local health department is not the lead agency. The state office of cancer epidemiology services is the lead agency for these inquiries. They cannot do the environment again. So they look at the data that has been submitted and they just compare it to expected levels of cancer for an A population and a geographic area. So those are two separate inquiries.
I just don't feel like that's, for me, sufficient.
And I think it's good that Piyush is coming to do some environmental inquiries, and we have been involved with Piyush-associated inquiries before in the health department, and I was told by Environmental Health Director today that they completed a very thorough job, a very thorough inspection of the facility. So I think we need to be patient and wait to see what Piyush discovers or provides.
My name is Diane. I live in Montana Place. My question is, I guess I have two questions. Number one is, I was hoping to see statistics in a letter that we had gotten from the state, and if I'm not mistaken, there were no actual statistics, correct? There were percentages, but the information that I would have liked to have seen is, based on the population that was surveyed, what number of cancers are expected, statistically speaking, and how many cancers were diagnosed. So I think, how many breast cancers were there?
Six.
Okay. So statistically speaking, how many would you expect in that population? More than six or less than six? Or if you take the whole 20, based on the population, how many cancers should we expect to have seen? More than 20 based on the population, or less than 20 based on the population? Those are the statistics that I would like to see. I'm not comforted by them saying, well, you know, over a lifespan, you should, you know, X number of percentage of people will get breast cancer. That's not good enough for me. I want to know, based on the specific population, how many could we expect to see? And is our population here above or below that expected number? And the other question is, suppose after all the tests are run, it's not clear that the environment is safe. What then will you do for our children who have been exposed to potential carcinogens or a toxic environment? What then are you going to do to erase the potential damage that has been done to our children? Because to me, if you're having, you know, if the state cannot, because I called the state, and when I asked, is the environment safe, they can't say, yes, it definitely is safe. So if it's not definitely safe, then why are we still sending our kids to that building? Why are the teachers still going into that building? Can anyone answer that?
Was that a specific answer about Patrick McGarren or all buildings?
Well, the investigation is at Patrick McGarren, correct? Or is the investigation at all four buildings?
No, it's at Patrick McGarren. But what my question is, when the response, were you speaking to Mr. Gona?
I called about 15 different people.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was one of them that I spoke to, yes.
So I just know in my own experience in the teleconferences that we've been in, you know, anything is probable, and that's the one way that these scientists are thinking. Yes, anything is probable. So they don't have a definitive answer. The answer that we got, that there was no unusual occurrences, was the best answer that we could get.
So what you're telling me is what they're saying is that out of the population of all employees in the district that have their path crossed through Patrick McGarren, that 20 cancers is exactly what's expected, not one more, not one less.
Yeah, I don't think statistics is ever that finite.
So then would I be safe to assume that the answer as to whether the building is safe is not finite either?
It would be the same thing for anybody, for any one of us leaving this evening. There's just way too many probabilities. But as far as we're going from the initial health concern, which was regarding cancer cluster, that has been addressed by the experts at the state level. And the follow-through for us is working with Piyush to see what else do we need to do to ensure for our community, for our students, for our teachers, that it is a safe building.
I guess I just have to say that I'm not extremely comforted by the information that has been, or the answers that we have got, that we have, as parents, have gotten to this point. So. Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I have a little bit of a cold. My name is Denise, and I'm the epidemiologist at Hunter County Health Department. When I was speaking to Raj, he had told me that what they do is they, first when they compile the data, they look at the types of cancers and whether or not there is a probability that there would be an environmental linkage to them. Now, based on their preliminary analysis, the types of cancers that were given to them don't necessarily have a traditional environmental link. So based on that, they have not done the in-depth statistical analysis because they don't have the environmental link to support that. So that's why they're not those specific numbers that you were seeking.
Although this information sent to us does have environmental components to the cancers that we could, for example, weed and insect killers, and there's a number of other ones.
Right, but speaking specifically to the school, they don't have that environmental.
So these are the cancers that were found in the population that they surveyed.
Right, but in respect to those cancers, in respect to possible exposures at that school. So we haven't had. Does that make sense?
No, sorry. Why would you assume there's been no exposures? I don't think there's been no exposure. Well, I think, and I assume that weed and insect killer dispersed one example has been used there at some time over the past 20 some years.
Right, but there, but as my understanding is that there's no, with respect to, so which cancer is that?
That in particular is not touching.
So I believe the majority. So they're looking at the numbers as well as the times.
I don't mean to give you a hard time.
No. I'm
really trying to understand.
I totally understand. So it's also based on the numbers and the types. So the majority were one specific type and that is the only type. So and those ones don't have the environmental that you're speaking of. So if there's a very small number of a certain type, that's not the majority, so it's not, so looking at specific, that specific one, for example, that one has this possible length. If that was the preponderance of the problem, then you would expect to see more of those types of cancers, if that makes sense. But because that's not the majority, and the majority doesn't have that environmental length, it's hard to say, well, this is the environmental length that I'm scared of, and so therefore I see it all over. But does that make sense?
I can follow that. I disagree with the idea that, I think there's still a lot of, I was reading about all the international research on the link between environment and cancer, so I, just to operate from the position seems like it leaves out a lot of possibilities that are still in there.
What's my opinion?
But isn't it also true, my information might be incorrect, but aren't the bulk of the cancers clustered around one section of the building? And if that's true, then, explain how something could be all in one part and a lot less on a different part, yet have no environmental cause at all.
Well,
because isn't it the third grade wing that has the bulk of the cancers?
I don't believe it as a bulk.
Well, this is what you're saying.
I think it does.
I think the issue here is that I'm not an expert in understanding this kind of data. And unless you are, it's very, very difficult. I would caution against making broad conclusions based on anecdotal information from anyone. So we've sent all the information, including the school district, and I call the school district and the citizens who have gathered information, to the state, who deal with between 30 to 60 types of investigations per year. So they by far have the expertise to make conclusions about this type of investigation. What is, I think, what they said in the letter, and I agree, it's kind of science talks, I'm a scientist, and I can understand how that can be unsatisfactory. You know, for us as parents, but also a mom, so it's like, it wasn't really a warm, fuzzy letter. It kind of was a science-y, and they give the statistics. What is lacking here, and why they didn't do a deep statistical analysis. It's not even meeting the triggers to do the really deep statistical analysis because there's no overt pattern linking types of cancer to an environmental link, a known environmental link. And there are some known environmental links. Remember, cancer is very, very complex. Okay, there are genetic factors, there are environmental factors, and there are even infectious factors to some cancer. So it's very, very difficult for any of us as lay people to draw appropriate conclusions when we're looking for data. Although it's absolutely appropriate for us to be anxious when we are startled by the number of cases that you have here in a particular setting. So that's absolutely normal reaction to all of us as parents and teachers and employees and board members. So we shouldn't be ashamed of that or feel bad about it. And it leads to really good questions. So what I can tell you as a parent and a scientist is be open-minded. Let's wait until all the inquiries are finished. And then let's see what questions remain to be asked. Right? And if we need to come back, we'll come back to another board meeting and take your questions again. But right now, I think we really need to be patient to see what the PR side of it reveals, if anything. Right? I also will tell you, school environments are highly, highly regulated. Highly, highly regulated. There have been four such inquiries, not even schools in Hunterdon County, into the potential cancer clusters. None of them have been shown to be actually related to the environmental link to cancer. So it would be highly, highly unusual to find one in a school environment because there's consistent water testing. School additions have to have soil tests, that kind of thing. The buildings are built at higher standards than normal buildings. and children are here, parents are here today, so issues can be addressed very quickly when they come up. So it would be highly, highly unusual to find anything extraordinary here in Vermont. Whether we set a heck of a hearing than any other school building in 100 times. But we remain open-minded to those concerns, right?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Jenny Morrow. My son goes to Patrick McGarren, and I've communicated with you, Kevin, a little bit. Thank you for that. My question actually was triggered by a friend of mine whose son also goes to Patrick McGarren. And he said, why don't you treat it like a bomb scare? If I said there was a bomb in this auditorium, would we wait in here for people to run around and try and find it, or would we get out? And if they didn't find it, we'd come back, and if they found it, we'd stay in it. So that's my question. Why don't you treat it that way?
Because in doing so, Jay, what really, it could be anyone pointing a finger at anyone, to your house, my house, to say, there's something wrong with that house, everyone should get out. I mean, for us to do not, in as we have, it, work with the experts to say, where do we go from here? We would have been in the same situation that Franklin Township was in. For what reason? Safety? Absolutely. But to say that we were just going to run when the, we as laymen think, wait a minute, we think there's something wrong here. We think there's a problem. There was no smoke, there was no fire, there was concern, and we got the experts in. So to me, it wasn't a more of a bomb threat. It was more, hey, are your alarms working? Is everything okay? And that's,
I think there is smoke. That's what we're talking about.
And that's, again, where we've engaged experts who say, no, it's not. Not the types of cancers that you see in the environment. It's not the types of worries. And that's why we're continuing to say this is a safe and healthy building. But we are getting the next level of experts in to say, what might we be missing in this?
Okay. Well, I'll end with a comment, which is the likelihood of there being a hard answer to this problem is pretty much zero. There won't be one. So ultimately, I think it's going to be up to you people, and I guess somewhat up to us, to figure out what to do. Because there's a whole lot of stuff going on or going into this. Like, for example, science only knows what it knows. There may be, they don't know anything new until it's studied to death and replicated and this and that, but something could still be going on. There are things like cancer accelerators, which may not be causal agents. There are all kinds of things. Some of the studies that Rod Shola referred to in his report anecdotally don't hold up 100 counts. You know, do not. So there's more going on here than we probably will ever know. So I hope the board, I know you're all taking it seriously, but to count on pieces of paper for giving us a, that was very good, for giving us a hard conclusion, I think is a fool errand. So I'll be going with my head on this one. I'll be really good.
I will just make one statement, if anybody has any questions. What is exceptional about what I've seen here is the level of caring and dedication to getting the data here. It's just extraordinary. It really is an extraordinary slide. I congratulate the Clinton County Public Schools and their staff and administration and members of the public who have contributed to this, because of that, so you have a very caring, wonderful school atmosphere. I think as you go through this, but keep that in mind and do what's right for the children. And again, patience matters, and having an open mind and listening to what the people who have understood, who have tried or are trying to understand. I agree, like with cancer, if years ago when I was small, it was like, we're going to cure cancer. What is the cure for cancer? Cancer not a plural. Now it's a cancer, right? When we talk about cure, prevention, so I'm on the ultimate public health care, prevention, healthier lifestyle. That's how we're going to cure.
So we don't know everyone who causes. We don't have time for everyone who gets it. Maybe someday we will. Right? Just remain open-minded and keep listening.